السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال تعالى: إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: وسأخبركم بأول أمري دعوة إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear friends, the topic that I have for this afternoon is a very, very lengthy topic. I require at least 1 hour to complete the entire topic. But whatever time we have, inshallah, I will try to summarize what I really plan to say. We'll start off first and foremost, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Inna awwala bayt wudi'a lin-nas. Indeed, the very first building that Allah ordered its construction is in Bakkah or Makkah. Very blessed place and a source of hidayah. That's Quran. Now, regarding Makkah Mu'azzama, we have to go into history again and see where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentions the special location of Makkah Mu'azzama, the special part in the Quran. You are all familiar, inshallah, most of the things I will say to you now will be perhaps revision. Right? Because the Imam of Haram is here, and I'm very happy to see so few people here. Which signifies that, mashallah, the rest of them have gone to the Haram. And I believe it's very, very important for those who have gone there, inshallah. I'll show you just now why. But let's carry on. Regarding that part of Makkah Mu'azzama, on which stands the Baytullah, let's go into Quran first. But before that, quickly, hadith. There's a lengthy hadith. Allah Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being Rabiul Awwal as well, he said to the Sahaba Ikram, the first matter regarding myself is I am the result of the dua made by Ibrahim alayhi salam. Where did he make the dua? Open Quran, third last page, cut long story short, Allah mentions Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail raised the foundation of the Kaaba. When the task was complete, father and son stood right by the black stone, by Multazam, between the door of Baytullah and the black stone, and made dua. Father makes dua, son says Amin. What's in the dua? Very simple. Number one, Allah accept the effort that we put in building this house. I firmly believe, just a passing remark quickly, we learn an important sabak from here. I don't think any man on this earth performed that kind of task ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was so difficult, the likes of which was done by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. When Allah ordered him to build the Kaaba, right, there was no material available there, visibly speaking, no equipment to help him, because Allah said, do it, and being a devotee of Allah, without question, you and me, what's our problem? When a task is given to us by some senior authority, we look for 1,000 excuses why I can't do it. You see? Here without question, because you understood, that Allah will not order me a task that is beyond my capability. Anyway, without material visibly and without equipment, Allah alone knows exactly how long they took to put up the house. And finally, when they came to that particular point where he could not go any higher than that, now in desperation, Allah, how do I continue the balance of this wall? Allah said, Maqam Ibrahim. Now the task is accomplished, completed. Now again the another sabak here. When we engage any devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the devotion, we must follow Ibrahim sunnah alayhi salam. What? Rabbana, quickly, taqabbal, minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. Sabak here. He made a further dua. Allah, up to now, me, father and son have submitted to all your commandments. And this was the final one. Allah, we know not what other commands you're going to issue. So Allah, you make sure that until we die, we submit and obey and carry out all your commandments. So what's the dua there? Rabbana waj'alna muslimin. Allah, make both of us Muslim. Meaning what? Allah, you ensure that we submit totally to your will at all times. Okay? So, then further dua, Allah, now that the house is ready, what must we do here? Wa arina manasikana. So we know about Hajj. We go further. Then he said, Allah Ta'ala, you have made me obedient and so my son. Allah, I want, I'm asking you to produce from me and my son Ismail. He was the only child at that time. Produce from us a nation that will be Ummat Muslima, that will be totally devoted to you, Allah. See? Now he goes further. Allah, for that nation to become Ummat Muslima, Allah, I'm asking you, Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasula. Allah, produce from our offspring a rasul that will come from our offspring. And his role function, we will skip that for a while now, but just one line. Allah, he will recite to his people your words. Those words will be compiled in kitab. He will teach them the application of those words of yours which come in the form of kitab. So we learn from here that he's asking Allah, Allah, you make sure that our offspring, the Ummah, the Muslima, will follow your Quran and follow the Sunnah of Muhammad, of that Nabi. Now this dua is made by the Baytullah. Okay? So Allah Nabi is saying, I am the result of that dua. Those of you who have been to Makkah Mu'azzama, every night Ba'd al-Maghrib, somewhere in the Haram, there is a very great alim, he's been to his country twice already, Maulana Muhammad Makki. Very popular, very senior and very vibrant speaker. Now I learned this point from him, but I share with you now. He says, when Ibrahim alayhi salam made this dua, where was he standing? There is no greater place where you can beg Allah for a particular need, which will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full force. And where is that? Right in front of Baytullah. Baytullah is like a square. Originally rectangular. But which part of Baytullah? Hatib? No. Right here by the black stone. Right here by Multazam. Allah Nabi taught us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any dua made by Multazam will be granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made the dua standing here by Multazam, by the black stone. He would expect, or we would expect, that Allah must respond immediately. In which way? Ismail, who will marry shortly, his first child will be that Nabi. But no. Allah had planned otherwise. So between the time that Ibrahim alayhi salam made the dua, Ismail said, Ameen. Right? 5,000 years later, Mu'ana Makki, he mentioned this. 5,000 years later, Allah accepted dua, yes. But the realization of the dua occurred 5,000 years later, via the birth of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? Let's go back quickly. That piece of ground on which the Kaaba stands, we call the building Kaaba. Right, Dasru? But look at that ground. I'm going to tell you now, Kaaba is the ground. Open books of hadith, you'll find the following information. Perhaps ulama have mentioned this to you. This world was water. Not a grain of sand, not a speck of sand or dust. When the time came for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now to bring about the creation of this earth on which you and I are living, Allah ordered earth come into existence, kun fayakun. So what happened? On this whole globe of water, the very first signs of dust and sand grains appeared on that bubble, on that water in form of a bubble. Right? And thereafter, that sand began to spread left, right and center, east, west, north and south. The point where the bubble appeared is where the Kaaba is standing. Kaaba, if you all know Quran, Allah says to us, for example, O believers, when you stand up for salah, wash your face, your hand up to the elbow, make masa of the head, wa arjulakum ilal kaabain. See, Kaaba, Kaabain, I'm showing you something here. Kaabain means the ankle. Look at your ankle. That thing is protruding like a bubble. Am I right, Mr. Muhammad? So Kaaba got the name because that piece of that particular location, sand and earth appeared in the form of a bubble. Therefore, that ground is called Kaaba. And the building on which the Kaaba stands is called the Kaaba itself. Okay? Alright. Let's move further on. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that the first builder of Kaaba, now ulama record this, were either Malaika or Adam. Okay? Then there was vanishing of the Baytullah and many centuries later Allah or Ibrahim salam to reconstruct the building on the same place. Therefore Allah says, وَإِذْ يَرَفَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. When Ibrahim raised the foundation of the house. So that tells us the foundation already there. And all Ibrahim a.s. did was to build the four walls on that original foundation. Okay. We learn from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this whole dunya, the most sacred, most beloved, most honored piece of ground is that piece of ground on which the Kaaba is standing. And because Kaaba is standing on that ground and Kaaba is that building which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered to be built solely for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that building itself got great honor and respect. All of us know this as well, quickly now. Allah Nabi Torah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person performing salah in Makkah, in the haram of Makkah, Mu'azzamah, what is the reward? 100,000. You all know that and so many fazail. We don't want to go into detail of that. In passing quickly, learn some points quickly. Baytullah, Masjid al-Haram is Masjid number one. Enjoys first position. When we compare all other masajid, the one enjoys number two is Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will safely say Kaaba built by Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Masjid al-Nabawi built by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's left? Masjid al-Aqsa. Original builder of Masjid al-Aqsa, original, is also Ibrahim alayhi salam. Open the hadith, you'll find Allah Nabi teaches sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba, 40 years later, Allah ordered him to build Masjid al-Aqsa. But now, it may seem to someone, if Masjid al-Aqsa came second, and Nabawi came third, Aqsa must be number two. Very good point. But look at the other angle. Who built Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he built Masjid Nabi, that Masjid got greater significance over Masjid al-Aqsa. Alright. Masjid number four. Who knows? Quickly. Which enjoys fourth position? Anyone knows? Nobody, mashallah. That's also good. Come on, Dasu. Masjid al-Quba. Shabazz. Dasu just caught me in time. Masjid al-Quba is number four. Allah mentioned Masjid al-Quba in the Quran. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa. That masjid whose foundation was built on taqwa. Oh my Nabi Muhammad, that masjid has greater right than you stand there. There's a long discussion, I don't want to go in there now. So Quba is number four. What's number five? All the Jummah masjid of the world. Now, we don't have this issue here in South Africa because we are small numbers, few masajid. But if you travel in the Middle East, now you have been to Makkah, Muazzama, Madina Munawwara and other places as well. What do you find in the densely Muslim populated country? What do you find? You will find hundreds of masajid in a small town like Asheville. Every corner, masjid, masjid, masjid. All those masajid are small. There is five salah performed daily. But comes Friday, all those small masajid, wala miango. Head for Jummah, masjid. Okay? So Jummah masjids are those where Jummah perform. Now that issue, like I said, not in South Africa, because of our situation here. So mashallah, we can safely say our masjid also fall in category number five. Then after that comes number six, all the other masajid. Jamaat Khana, you won't go in there. We're talking masjid now. Okay, because masjid got special rules. So number one, Masjid al-Haram, Makkah. Number two, Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Masjid al-Aqsa, number three. Quba, number
4 and number 5, Zumma, and the other number 6. So in between, what is the point? If Makkah is number 1, then the one who's been accorded the honor and privilege of being the imam of that masjid, what's his position? We are privileged, that's true, honestly. I say this all the time. We are so privileged, that Allah has blessed us South Africans, that we have found over the years, as far back I can remember, great ulama have come to our country, mashallah. We could not go there, but they came here. Imams of the haram from quite a few years now, one by one have been coming here. And look at the masjid, is empty, normally it's jam-packed. So I told Yunus Bhai, I'm very happy to see such a small crowd. You know why? Because I believe they all gone there. And I'm very happy. Why have they gone there? Two reasons. This is Imam of the Haram. He has come from Makkah, Mu'azzama. He's been appointed to lead millions of people in Salah. Because of his ta'alluq with Baytullah, Musliman by his nature, the heart goes out. We don't even know him. I didn't even know there was Imam Ghamidi, honestly, see that. I only know Abdul Rahman Sudesi and Abdul Rahman Huzaifi. And Surin. And few others, but he was like an unknown entity. When I heard his name, Al Ansar, Sheikh Ghamidi, Yaseba Hoga. Must be. But the moment he put his foot here, I made a mind, come what may, I'm gonna go to NMJ. Come what may, and I planned to go to Hilal as well. But it was my good fortune or not so good fortune, ke Moana Patel asked Yusuf Bada to ring me the other day, Moana Khan, are you available Friday? For Jumma, and request coming from him, I forgot about Hilal. I said, no, I'm available. So I'm sitting here. And only last night I realized, Allahu Akbar, I missed out. Anyway, you guys are benefiting by my presence here, inshallah. So there's it. So those who are gone, they've gone out of love, azmat and respect. In like manner, Imam of Madina Munawwara comes here. Hussein? He comes here. What happened? We flock. Same reason. This man is a neighbor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Out of love and respect for him, we flock. Okay? So mashallah, I'm going to urge you that tonight, try and get to Masjid Hilal. Out of again love and respect that the man has got special bond and ta'alluq with Makkah and with Masjid Haram. This is the reason. And I believe you me, as Allah's policy, we have heard so many other stories, from honor, etc. When you honor the word of Allah, the name of Allah, those attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah in his own way will elevate your izzat honor in this dunya. So we are gonna go there simply because of this particular azmat, Allah ta'ala accept us. Okay? Alright. Let's go further quickly. Being month of Rabiul, over we go back. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he made the dua, and Allah Nabi said, I am the result of that dua. 5,000 years later he appeared in this dunya. Okay? Another important thing, learn something from A.R. Khan today. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he goes back home, Palestine, he from his first wife Sarah, who was barren, Allah through her gave him a son called Ishaq. There's a lot of detail, don't worry. Ishaq became the father of Yaqub, Nabi. Ishaq Nabi, Yaqub Nabi. Yaqub became father of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Okay? So Yusuf, son, father, grandfather, great-grandfather. Now, Yaqub alayhi salam is called Israel, if you all don't know. Israel, Allah gave him that. Israel is a Hebrew word or whatever, Syriac word or whatever. Israel. Israel means children. Sorry, delete. Israel means devotee. Il is Allah. Like we say, Abdullah. Servant of Allah, slave Allah. So Yaqub's name was Israel, devotee, servant, slave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now his 12 sons, including Yusuf, are termed as Bani Israel. Quran mentioned Bani Israel many times. Now from this Bani Israel, Allah produced over 10,000 Anbiya and Rasul. Come to Ismail now. Learn something from A.R. Khan, very important. Ibrahim alayhi salam made the dua, Allah produce from our offspring, that means Ismail, the Tariq Ismail, a nation ummat muslima, and for their benefit produce a Rasul from them. Do you know? Ismail lived in Makkah for many years until he passed away. Between Ismail and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not one Nabi came. There was not a single Nabi in the generation that came after Ismail. The Nabi that did come was Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah made it like that. Okay, Ibrahim, you made this dua. Send in my offspring a Rasul. If any Rasul come, the dua gonna go that side. So Allah ensured that no Rasul will come except Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay. Now, another important sabak quickly. When Ibrahim alayhi salam made this dua, he is asking Allah, right, that this Nabi's role function will be two things basically. What is that? Reciting your words which we know Quran. And teaching those words to his people. How does he teach? Two ways. Speech and deed, which we call hadith and sunnah. So this ayat is teaching you a Musliman, to be a Musliman, to be a committed Musliman, to be the perfect Musliman, has to follow Quran and sunnah. Why is sunnah so important? Long story short, all of us know, Allah issued many commands in the Quran. Allah did not show us methodology. Simple example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly ordered us to perform salah. Yes or no? Open the entire Quran and method not there. Method was shown to us via Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, you'll find this hadith of the master in the books of hadith. Okay, oh my dear Musliman, sallu kama ra'aytumuni yusalli, perform your salah the way you see me perform salah. Exactly. How I perform, you perform. And mashallah, over the centuries, that same pattern has come down to us. And I advise all of us, including myself, to sometime go back, open the books again, to revise, to look at the entire procedure, to see perhaps we may have, drifted away slightly, so you can come back on track. Another important point quickly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He issued the command of zakat in the Quran, Allah did not say how many percent. Allah did not say annually or monthly. Allah did not say about you cannot give family member. Family means ancestors and descendants. Husband, wife, He didn't mention that. It was all these details came to us by Nabi Kareem. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to keep roza. But the details governing roza, all of them come from Nabi Kareem. And the last point quickly. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issued the command of Hajj, you know what happened? Allah showed him the pattern. Allah Nabi Muhammad performed Hajj in the final moments of his life. So you know what he did? He sent out a message. The moment the message came from upstairs, oh my beloved, the time for your departure from this world is close. Idha da'a Rasulullah, no time for the detail. Is there the hint? So what did he do? Immediately when Ramadan was over, when the command of Hajj came, he ordered a number of Sahaba. First he informed everybody in Madinah Munawwara, Allah's Hajj command has come. And then he selected a group of Sahaba. You all spread out length and breadth of Arabia, as far as Yemen, because Yemen had also come under the Islamic flag. Go and inform the people that Allah's messenger is going for Hajj this year. This is his first Hajj, could be his last. I want everyone, if it's possible for them, to come and meet me here in Madinah Munawwara. I will leave Madinah Munawwara on the 26th of Zilqa'dah. If you can't meet me here, meet me on the road. If you can't meet me there, at the very least, meet me Makkah Muazzama. Now, important point. Why is he asking them to meet in Madinah Munawwara? That's an important point. You know why? All of us should know it. What is that? When we go for Umrah and Hajj, TK, Jeddah, and then where? Madinah, 99.9%. When we leave Madinah for Makkah Muazzama, what are we doing? We put on the outfit, yes or no? And then we go to Bir Ali Zul Hulaifa, yes or no? And they perform two rakat salat, yes or no? And then we say, Labbaik Allahumma. Allah's Nabi enter into a haram here. So he wanted all the Muslims to see exactly the starting point of the Hajj or the Umrah. And by the time he left Medina Munawwara for Makkah Muazzama, believe you me when I say this, over 100,000 people assembled outside Medina Munawwara. Subhanallah. So my dear friends, the bottom line sabak is 2 points. Number one, azmat of anyone that comes from Makkah Muazzama or Medina Munawwara. Look, had we heard this man name before, okay, he's a fellow Musliman, and Musliman respect Musliman. But now, because of the attachment there, his status goes higher. His azmat in our heart goes higher. Yes or no? Same with Madina Munawwara. I know many years ago, time is up. Some other time, inshallah. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept me, accept all of you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to send down blessings upon us in South Africa in the form of Him sending down to visit us and to share with us the knowledge and to guide us, great ulama and awliya all of the world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.